Oh yeah, that sounds good. There Jennifer and I were in New Orleans for Jazz Week, and we never even went in town and sat down and listened to a band.
Well, there's not a whole lot of jazz left at Jazz Week. You look at the lineup. But completely side note, I wasn't going to save this, but now that you brought it up, you've got a little time to plan for this.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's not happening until October.
Okay.
October 9th. Chandler Center for the Arts is bringing in Take Me to the River, New Orleans Live, featuring the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, Ivan Neville, Ian Neville, Walter Wolfman Washington, Mardi Gras Indians with Big Chief Monk Boudreaux, the Golden Eagles, Big Chief Romeo,
boy.
Ninth Ward Hunters, most influential three generations of Crescent City music, Mesa Center for the Arts, October 9th.
Oh, man.
I saw that and thought, Rosie on the House road trip.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That'll be a good anniversary, you know. Getting past things, kind of a thing to look forward to.
That's right. That'd be 1 year after the crash.
You going to take David's question here?
That's what I am. I want to take David's question. Romy, did you see our little
I sent him a text picture of it.
We're speaking of Jennifer and I's trip last week to my hometown in Louisiana, and I mean it's a little town.
There's not even a stoplight still.
Well, there is one stoplight. I'm talking about Welch, not Thornwell.
Okay.
Yeah, Thornwell, no stoplight. It just had a bend in the road. But the Wall Street Journal has our farming neighbor in a picture in the Wall Street Journal. They went to Welch, Louisiana, and took a picture of Paul Johnson. And you sent him this picture?
I did.
Man, I looked again. Man, they even mentioned the town of Welch. Wow, famous. Anyway, let's get to the point of home remodeling and home improvement. David's got a great question you all can learn from when we field it and answer it. David, calling from Tucson. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
What are you up to?
Well, two houses on my street have gone from adobe and brick to what looks like stucco.
Okay.
And they start off with, looks like sheathing of foam, and then chicken wire, and then next day it's stucco.
Okay.
And I have not seen that before. I don't know what that procedure is called. And I was wondering, since I have a west-facing adobe wall, if something like that would improve my insulation.
Well, David, is it adobe slump block concrete, or is it true adobe?
Well, it's back in the day, they called it burnt adobe.
Okay.
That's all I know.
It's, okay.
What's
your neighborhood?
Green Hills.
Major cross streets?
Speedway and Kolb.
Okay. And
the problem is, this was Parade of Homes in 1958.
Okay.
So they're all different.
Oh, nice. Okay. That was my next question. When was the house built? Well, are you trying to change the look, or are you trying to get more energy efficient?
Energy efficient.
Okay.
The issue is I face an alley, and I have 15 feet to the alley, but it's a utility easement, so I can't plant trees.
Okay. And that's the west side of your house.
Yes.
Okay. And have you thought about maybe a metal trellis and then putting a vine on it, just 3 feet off the wall?
I suppose. I just don't want water up near the foundation for the termites to drink.
Yeah.
So I'm open to any suggestions, ideas.
The west-facing wall on the inside is drywall?
It's plaster.
Okay, yeah, 58. Yeah, okay, it would be.
And it gets hot.
it to the touch, you could actually feel the heat coming through?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that would tell me that they just plastered the adobe block and probably didn't fur it out. This technique is very common, David. We add, it's called outsolation. It's insulation that you put on the outside of your house. It's very efficient. I would consider, if it was me, just doing the West Wall, because now you've got a stucco product that will crack, that will require painting much more often than your masonry will require it. And I would do it for as little a section as I could. But what temperature do you, because in the winter, the house probably is very, very comfortable. But in the summer, when that wall gets hot, what temperature is your thermostat set at?
Well, I do the rosy chilling method.
Okay, all right.
And the problem is that wall is the bedrooms.
Okay.
So no one's in there during the day, but it does heat up.
Then it radiates heat the first 6 hours of the evening as well, huh?
Yeah, okay. I'm thinking your trellis idea might be a way to go.
Yeah, and 3 feet off the wall is far enough away from the foundation. If you said you've got 15, you could even go four or five.
It's an easement, so he's not going to want to crowd it any farther. He has to. And put some low water usage vine up there, and you'll be fine. And you, as a matter of fact, you could do grapes, and they'll shed their leaves in the winter, and you'll keep the heat for the winter, and you'll have the shade for the summer. Be one option.